Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, my God. It's Friday, Vinny.
I know.
So happy. Dick and Chumley's Construction Company has given us a Christmas gift.
That's your husband and his partner, Dick.
Richard.
Right.
He said yesterday, this is for, it's not for Brynn and it's not for Vaughn.
Oh, what does that mean?
He just didn't write their names on here, so they can't have any.
Oh, I see.
You can have whatever.
He was telling me a while ago about this, the fudge lady. Decadent fudge thing.
I'll cut you in two, Vaughn. This is, sounds like it's about to go to my waistline.
Yep.
I
think it is.
I got no need for any of this.
My kids saw this yesterday sitting on the counter, and they're like, oh, can we have some of that fudge? I'm like, no! That's for the morning show!
Yeah, kid, back off.
This chick, I guess, Fudge Lady KS at gmail.com. I don't know. The fudge lady.
All right.
Google her, whatever. But she, oh my God, I was reading like the list of all the different fudge flavors that she makes.
Okay. Did you have any yet?
No, I didn't open them. I saved them for you guys.
But he didn't give you one?
He gave them to the four of us. So today we'll open them.
Little boxes?
Yeah, just two little boxes. But I guess there's two different kinds of fudge in each one. So. It's a fudgy Friday.
Okay.
But you specifically waited to this morning to open yours. You're not going to...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's only two... If there had been four boxes, I would have just taken one of the boxes. Whichever, you know, flavor I liked best. And then brought you guys whatever was left over. But now it's just all here.
All right.
So yummy.
Thanks, Dick.
Oh, fudge.
Chumley.
Fudge-lady.com. Yeah. It looks... Should I open them?
Sure. No.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. I've been waiting for 12
hours. I'll take a little bite.
Yeah. No. Are you really going to say no to fudge?
Well, I'm going to say no to the fudge.
Don't
but
say
I,
no
you know,
to no.
That's one of those. Should I? No. I'm going to do it. Okay, well, why'd you ask?
Ooh, look at that. There's three different kinds in there.
Oh, you know, fudge is so heavy.
I know, and so wonderful.
This is a brick.
I know. It is a brick. It's a little box. It's the size of a brick.
So we need a slice of
oh,
it.
Oh, damn. Oh, my God. Look at this one.
They're different?
Yeah. It's all these different
I'm
flavors.
I'm showing this to the camera. You can watch this show at radioalice.com.
Mine has like cherry sprinkles on it or something. I don't know what that is. That's good. Anyway, it's a good Friday when you start it with fudge.
So you're going to take a bite or what? Take a bite.
Oh,
let's hear it.
You want one?
I'll say stuff while you're busy.
Why don't you take a bite too?
Oh, I don't want anything.
You got the plain chocolate.
I'm really
right there.
Not going to do it.
I'm going to take the one with the salt on it.
Here you go.
Look at that salt and like maybe almonds.
Okay. Fudge is so
delicious.
Heavy.
Yeah, I know. It looks serious.
For this hour of the morning.
Exactly. And I just had a turkey sandwich.
You did?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
She's really good about bringing all her,
yeah.
all her food.
I have to eat in the morning first thing. I'm just so hungry when I wake up.
Yeah, that's nice. Made in a home kitchen.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. Fudge lady?
Yeah. I guess that's... he's been telling me about her, so...
Is this like his crutch? Is this his thing?
Oh, I don't know. Well, maybe. But it's so funny. He's like talking to me about all this fudge and my mouth is like watering. I'm like, oh, I would like to try some fudge lady fudge.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's really good.
How are the boys coming along on the deck?
It's slow going, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This new process is no good, huh?
Well, it looks good when it's done, but it's, you know, they told me they're starting the deck this week. I'm like, great, by Friday I'll have a deck. No.
No
how
way.
Far in?
Or not
how
very.
Much done?
Quarter?
Percentage-wise?
Third? Maybe a quarter. Okay. Maybe. Mm. The problem is that you think you're ready to put your deck on, and then you're not ready.
Like, you notice all, other things that need to be done.
There's all this, like, each section that they get to has its own little challenges. And
you know, Sarah, I would like to just point out, in my experience anyway.
In decking, yeah.
No, not in decking. In life. Every GD home project that's ever been existed from the beginning of time, there's always way more trouble than you expected. And every time you estimate this will take, you should just add a day or 10 to it. Because it may either be that you didn't foresee some problem or some
issue. You pull up a board and there's a whole mess underneath.
Or some tool you need that turns out no one has in stock, which now needs to be ordered, which will take 2 weeks. And now you have some broken down mess that you have to somehow conceal or hide or... That's why I can never figure out why everyone likes it so much.
Because in the end, the thing that you have is the way that you want it to be. And you can go move on to whatever you're going to fix up next. That's why. No, it's, you're 100% right. It's double the time, double the price. Always.
Every time.
Yeah. Although at this point, I'm thinking this is like triple, easily triple the time. Double the it's not as expensive as it could have been. It's just Dick and Chumley, so it's actually it's taking forever, but I'm spreading out these payments.
Yeah, you guys have it worked out that it's you're part of the work crew and you've got whatever.
I don't have to pay John.
Payment process is happening. You've got figure. I like to hire someone and say, let me know when you're done.
Well, you like to hire an expert who knows how to do
it. And then when those things arise, I say, I'm going to be over here.
Yeah, you work that out. Let me know what that's going to cost
watch
me.
Watch a ball game and...
Yeah. And you do your professional job.
Wait for you to finish.
Yeah. Well, my parents are coming on Tuesday, so I really hoped to have a deck.
Oh, they're still coming and we're not... We postponed the...
Oh, right.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
Well
they weren't
coming
for the show,
No, they
right?
weren't. Okay. And actually, they're going to get to see my show on... 1 week from tonight, everyone, at the Throckmorton. Should be fun. I'm practicing real hard.
Are you?
So I can get a new saxophone. Yeah, I am. Thank you for...
Bruce Springsteen everywhere. If you didn't catch that.
I'm practicing real hard.
Bruce talking to Clarence, right?
That's right. Santa, bring your new saxophone, Clarence. Yeah, it's, you know... I'm actually really trying to, you know, I just can't remember lyrics to anything. And I get really, like, screwed up with them. So I always have a lyric sheet. And Pat, the guitarist in my other band, like, I don't even have a band, but he's my guitarist, one of my guitarists.
Right.
He's always like, you got to learn the words. You got to blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I can't. I cannot do it. And I'm going to be up there. They're all going to have their music. It's not like they learned all their songs. They all have their sheet music.
Oh, you're going to have the lyrics up on stage with you.
Yeah, I am. I have to.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I agree. I just don't know the words to any. I'm telling you, it's bad. And by the way, so I have my own music stand that I bring with me because I need the lyrics everywhere. Yeah. So I can spread the things out. And I made the font so huge that I won't have to use my glasses.
Let me ask you a question
all
about
this. Please, please go on.
So, you do find, if you're around music and musicians and bands, and you have, I mean, we're sort of in music business in a weird way, that you get to know some of the, and it seems like that is a thing, that singers somehow memorize all these damn lyrics.
Yeah.
And often it's even, they can do a cover without even...
Sure.
What song? Oh yeah, let's do that. And they've got all these... This library
head.
Memorized.
Yep.
And,
absolutely.
And so much so that they can actually put feeling into something because
they rely
own
on
it.
Themselves to own it.
They own it, right. They've got that thing to a point where they're not like, you know, sort of white-knuckling their way through it. Did you used to have that when you were in Geneva?
I did remember them, but I had to, like, you know, it was like learning lines for a play for me. I mean, it was like arduous. I had to memorize them. Some songs, you know what's crazy is there's no rhyme or reason to it. There are songs that I know every word to. And most songs, I know some of the words. Like most songs, you can pull out a verse or something, right? It's about keeping them in order. And knowing what part comes next.
Well, knowing where they start in the song. I mean,
I don't have a problem with that. And phrasing stuff, I don't have a problem with that. It's that if I start to get a mind fart, it's almost like I defeat myself. Like I just, that's it. Now all the words are gone. So I just have, in fact, on some of these lyric sheets that I have, I just have the first three words in whatever line. As soon as that happens, I'm fine. I don't have to write the whole verse out. But I have to know, I gotta have a cue. And actually, in my somewhat defense, a lot of artists now have
prompters.
Yeah. A lot of them. They're either in the way back or they're right there on the stage.
This is what I would say in your defense, probably more so than that.
I'm not a singer.
I think you do sing, but I think that we don't really realize that bands often have giant. Like warehouse spaces they rent. Mm-hmm. Good. I mean, bands that are actually making money. And they practice. They'll do 8 hours a day for weeks.
That's
before
their job. Yeah.
Before they go on tour, memorizing, getting these songs down to the point where they can go out and actually charge people.
I go to a job every day, and then I go home and do manual labor. Like, I don't really have that much time to learn all these JD lyrics. Right. Although I am. It's so funny, because I'll have my headphones on, and I'm out there, like, sanding these boards, and, like, 3 hours go by. I've listened to the set 3 times, and I'm singing. I'm sure it's a delight for everybody else in the yard listening to me sing at the top of my lungs with my headphones in. Oh, I'm trying. I know I was practicing one of the songs this morning, you know, just looking over the lyrics, trying to see if I remembered them right.
Yeah. I actually enjoy, as I read about musicians, when one or more of them have said, I know I wrote the song, but I don't remember. Until we get into a practice room before a tour, I don't remember them.
Yeah,
I'm not at home practicing that. No. I have to relearn my own songs, and especially my own solos.
Oh.
Like, you know.
You want to do justice to whatever you laid down.
Right, well.
Because people do. I mean, that becomes part of the song, so you have to know how your solo went.
Or at least somewhere thereabouts.
Right. Close to it.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's, I think, you don't really get the practice that you should get.
Right, to do the one-off show.
It's kind of a...
Your once-a-year show.
My once-a-year. You know what the thing is? Everyone's like, there are all these Christmas songs. You know what, though? There's certain versions of these Christmas songs that a big band does. So this is 1 week from tonight, Throckmorton Theater. It's going to be super. It was great last year. It went really, really well. So hopefully it goes well this year, too. It was so fun.
It was.
It is, as much as I bitch about it, it is so fun playing with that band. Like, there's nothing else. I've never had an experience like it. It's amazing. Tommy Igoe's band.
He's performing when is that?
The Buddy Rich thing. Uh-huh. It's next Thursday. It's the night before. So he's doing 2 nights at the Throckmorton, and I'm doing the Friday night, and he's doing a Buddy Rich tribute on Thursday. So, you know, go to both nights. Woo! But it is really, really fun. So I'm excited for that. And it's Friday, so the weekend is here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play some cards tonight and have some drinks and
you are.
Sing some songs. Joe and Ariane. What are you guys doing?
I'm going to chill. I had such a busy weekend last weekend. I just want to
Oh my God, you
rest
guys
around.
Were going crazy last weekend.
I'm so tired, so I just want to rest, really. You, Vinny?
You're going to rest tonight, Saturday, Sunday night.
Actually, I want to do some cooking this weekend.
Are you going to try to not get dressed all week? Like, full, you know, like just stay in your loungy clothes?
That'd be good. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go, like, just buy some stuff.
Oh, right. Like Christmas shopping stuff.
No, not even that. Oh. It's so stupid, but only a girl would understand, maybe a boy. You know, all my makeup seems to, like, go at the same time, which is a good schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think yesterday I went to the credit union to make a payment to my credit union, and I think I pulled off. I don't usually carry a makeup bag, but I have been lately because we've been doing so much stuff. And so I think I pulled off the makeup bag and left it on the counter.
Oh, no. You have no makeup? All your makeup got left in the credit union?
No, there was still some makeup at home. You know, some other crap that you have or some trial. I'm like you know, the little tubes. Yep. I'm all, well, I guess I'll use this one. Oh, let me grab that one. So I just piecemealed my face today. But so I'm going to go just make a big purchase and buy all new stuff.
Get all the new stuff you need.
Yeah. So
you seen these lash extensions people do?
Yeah.
What do they do? Just glue them on one at a time?
I've seen them before. I've never had them done. My eyelashes are long enough, though. I'm not.
Yeah, you don't need that?
I don't need that.
Today I do.
So. Vinny, what are you going to do?
Wait, so you don't go back and get that thing?
I'll probably give them a call later today.
See if it turned up in Lost
and Found. It's not convenient for me to go there. It's in San Mateo, El Camino at the Borel Shopping Center.
You got to go out of your way to get to
it. I do.
Well, but you'll have to go out of your way to rebuy all that stuff,
too. Well, she needed it, though.
Yeah, I needed it anyway. I was already planning on doing it, and I just don't care about that makeup bag. I don't care about that makeup. I'll just buy all new brushes. Yeah, I could go back, but it's such...
In line.
It's off 92, and it's just, there's construction going on there, and it's just like, oh.
Yeah, just go to your nearby.
I go to Ulta.
I like Ulta. They have the only ones who have this certain hand lotion I like.
Oh.
Yeah.
You like Ulta?
Yeah, there's a...
Do you know Ulta?
Oh, I've heard of... Well, I just... Weird to hear you say you like anything makeup related at all.
The only reason I know about it is because of this this hand lotion that John got a couple years ago, and I used it, and it smells so good, and I just would like put it on my hands, and I couldn't... And I would buy it on Amazon, and then they weren't carrying it anymore, so I had to do a search for it, and Ulta was the only one that had it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like... Let me get an account with Ulta.
But everything, Ulta has everything. It's Ulta.
Ulta.
Wait, is it a brand or is it a store?
It's a
store called Ulta.
Right.
But the brand is, there's a brand for the hand
cream.
For
the stuff they have, but they have fragrances, men and women. They have makeup, hair stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of like
they do your eyebrows there. They have, it's like a mini department store.
Mini salon, department store, drugstore.
Yeah.
It's like not like you a pharmacy, but it's that style of stuff. Like just tons of beauty supplies. And
I don't know this thing.
I go to the one at Bridgepoint. You remember Bridgepoint Shopping Center?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's right over there.
Yeah, all right. Ulta's cool. I mean, if you know, if you're a makeup person, you're into it.
Or anything
related.
It's
a lot of work.
Oof. Are you going surfing this weekend? Oh, wait.
Ooh. What?
Wait,
ooh.
I wanted to ask you a question first. So I was in line at that Salesforce party on last Saturday, right? With the missus. We're waiting to go do this event. And there were these young people, young, clearly rich, techie types.
Hipster.
No, well, they were clearly Salesforce employees and clearly highly paid ones because they're all
decked
out. Yeah, I mean, they're all designed. They're all Gucci, right? Mm. And they're all wasted too.
Oh.
And I'm just laughing as I stand there, like, you know, their dad or something, because I'm just going, oh man,
judging this, them.
Well, I mean, I'm sober,
young, rich, and drunk
as they're pulling drinks from their bags and you know, whatever.
Right.
So and actually, the funny thing is, we're standing there. And that some of their friends walk up and like more people jump in line right in front of us.
Right.
And then a whole group of young ones are walking towards the end of the line and see them and get right in line in front of us. And I'm like,
wow.
Are we not even here? And meanwhile, the line is a mile behind me too. But I guess we're the, you know how in every line there's that gap spot that everyone pours through at a concert or anyway. I guess we're just clearly the people you should cut in front of. But at one point, this lady...
I'm just watching these.
Who cares? I'm there for the...
It's a party.
It's all part of the, you know, not co-host, I guess, plus one at this work party. Anyway, this lady is walking in front of us among these kids, and someone walks by and goes, hey, you dropped your brush. And the chick looks down and goes... Oh my God, this is like a $30
face brush.
Yeah.
Oh, makeup brush.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, those things are $30.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah, you get the good ones there.
I was already thinking the last one I bought in this bag was about $25 from Ulta, and I was thinking, all right, I'll get ready to pay for a new one of those.
And this group of ladies start, oh my God, you got a so is that the one of the And I'm watching this thing thinking that's a known thing among people who make up their face,
mm-hmm.
the $30 makeup
mm-hmm.
brush.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to go.
I don't actually know about
Yeah, that's.
I've seen those, but I'm like.
I mean, I'd
spend it, I use the one that comes with the blush.
Yeah, I can't use those ones. They just don't work.
Totally suck.
Yeah. So I buy the big ones. If you buy the whole pack, like a whole box of brushes, you get a better deal. But sometimes if you buy the boxes, it's not high quality.
Right.
So you kind of like to go individual.
Yeah. Feel them first.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't like to spend too much money because I don't have that much. But
you
like
want to spend on yourself.
Yeah, well, it is your quality stuff. It is your face.
Right. Exactly.
Walks into the room with you every time you go somewhere.
Every day. Right.
It really
so
is
the $30 brush is actually worth it then.
Yes.
It is.
In my opinion, yes.
It's like a nice distributor of color.
And it lasts a while. Oh. And I've thrown them in the dishwasher before to wash them.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Or you can wash them by hand. I have a solution that you can use on your brushes.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever used, you reviewed that?
No.
What are you waiting for?
I don't know, because it's not special. It's not nothing.
She likes to do little weird special things.
Yeah, weird things. Anyway, forget all that. I know we have to go to
we
break.
We have to go.
No,
we're 5 minutes late.
How was the event last night? Didn't your kid have a little event?
She had an event, and it was super cute. All the kids are cute. The teachers are saints for trying to put that thing together.
What was it like called? Like, was it a Christmas
disaster?
Pageant?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to.
Was it just singing or was it like a play?
It was just
too?
Singing. There was a point where they were supposed to put Jesus in the manger.
And
everyone's running their own show, and every one of them is looking out to their own parent to. Yes, with the waving right. And the. And the parents directing, no, go back. And they're like, frozen because now they've got the teacher and the. It was a disaster, but it was the cutest thing. And we got pictures. I mean, the missus brought her camera.
A real camera, right.
Did you post anything?
I didn't. I was there. I enjoyed it. But there was no.
Was she on stage the whole time or were there like different groups?
No, there was
all of them
up there at once and that all of them doing. Everything in their own time.
Mm.
It's an absolute.
What songs did they do?
Disaster. Just Christmas songs, but yeah. it's a Christian
school,
so it's all churchy stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody drop baby Jesus?
No, baby Jesus didn't fall. But one girl was wearing this thing. They're wearing. They all were caught. Like my daughter was an angel. With a little,
halo thing.
Yeah, very cute. You can't go wrong with that, right? But the youngest ones had these things just around their neck, and they were to represent parts of the song. Well, one of the girls had been twisting it, and at some point, she's like,
oh, God.
And you see the teacher run over and break it off her. And this is all while everyone's singing. She breaks it off her and walks to the side, and I'm like, oh my God, we almost had an incident.
Kid's choking herself. Oh my God. Oh,
oof, Miss Christie, thank you for. There's a parent out there going, oh my God.
I think my kid's going to kill herself. Oh, that is
so.
Funny.
It was a disaster, but it was fun.
In the best
cute.
Possible
right,
way.
Right, absolutely.
How old are the oldest kids at the school? Is it just a preschool?
This is so all preschoolers. So the oldest were 4 or 5.
Mm. Oh.
And the youngest were, I want to say the little girl that was, choking herself out was 3.
Uh-huh.
Maybe 2 and a half.
Is your daughter going to start kindergarten this year?
She's going to start late because of her birthday.
Right. So. That is a good. I have almost the same birthday as her, and I was always the youngest one in my class.
I'm not pushing for that.
Right. You know, why not give her an extra year?
Everything seems to be slowed down that way anyways.
Yeah, do that. Wait till she'll be one of the oldest in the class. That'll
That's
be good.
That's better, in my opinion.
It is. She'll have more life experience. Mm. All right, KLSE HD1 San Francisco.
8 minutes late.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Get ready to clap. We'll be back in a sec.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.